If you have a withered, you know, any part that is lacking gets more attention. That's the general principle. And, you know, don't try it. When we come into analogies like the body and so on and so on, don't take them too far. You don't have to be like, okay, well, you know, what am I exactly in the body? Am I a finger? Am I an eyeball? Am I a nostril? You know, I mean, don't take it too far. It's just an analogy. What we are people. We are a family. We are his children. You know, don't let the analogy throw you off from what the real point is. We're of one mind, doing one thing. Right? Though the actions can be different. We're all serving Christ. That's why, though one guy may serve him one way, and another guy may serve him another, as he says, no man can call Jesus Lord except by the Spirit of God. I think it's because people look at, you know, and the idols and the idolatry, they're all the same. Baptists are good, you know, good Baptists are all the same. They believe the same things. They all agree they have happiness together. I mean, I'm in the Baptist churches. They could say, well, you know, I don't know about that. But in the essence of their doctrine, they agree or they leave the church. You know, there may be petty disagreements, as all people are, right? But so on. But the body of Christ, the true body of Christ, we have people doing different things. And the right hand, you know, it's like the right hand looking to the feet. Hey, you should be doing what we're doing up here. Playing the guitar, feet, instead of standing. Well, if the feet came up to play the guitar. Now, I know there are guys who play the guitar with feet. Exactly. See, that's what the analogy, again, don't think of it as an analogy. All right, think of it in this sense. You know, one man is doing one thing. And, you know, it's like when they said, we saw another guy casting out devils in your name and we forbid him because he doesn't run with us. And what did Jesus say? Forbid him not. Again, now if he was falsely casting out devils by the name of Christ or chiseling people out of their money in the name of Christ, it would have been different. But the point is he was casting out devils in the name of Jesus by the Spirit of God. And they didn't run with them. And it's not the point that we all run in one group. That's another thing. There are parts of the body. It's not just individuals, but also groups. There are groups here, groups there, but they all work together. When people, just because they aren't doing the same things all together in one, the same operations. Now, we got to be one in the think the same thing, speak the same thing, but doing different jobs or different, going different directions, sometimes it's of God. Because his body has different parts. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, but all the made to drink into one Spirit. Remember he talks about they all drink of that spiritual rock which followed them, which was Christ. To drink of Christ. If any man come to me, I will give him a fountain of waters in him, springing up into everlasting life. Actually, I'm kind of combining things. But I will give them him to drink, and he will never thirst again. Christ gives us the drink of the Spirit. See, we drink into one Spirit. We are all baptized in one body by one Spirit. Because what you know is we are baptized by one Spirit. The Spirit baptizes. Do you realize when you got baptized, you were baptized by the Spirit? Well, by the Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because he baptizes us in the Holy Spirit. And I'll tell you, I sought it for a long time. And God did not give it to me. For 10 years. Longer. Honestly, I've been seeking the Holy Ghost since I was a young man. I wanted to get the Spirit of God. I asked for it. And nothing happened. I finally got so desperate. You know, I begged with tears. And he still didn't give me anything. And then one day, the process of time, And then there's, you know, I'm not going to go through the whole story. It's on my website, oraclesofgod.org, my testimony, what happened to me. I've talked about it before in these Bible studies. I'm not going to go over it again. But it's just all of a sudden, then he drops it on you. Time to baptize you. That's what truly brings you into the body. Now, for those years, I was saying Jesus is Lord. Now, even though I had not the baptism that the Holy Ghost baptized me with, yet still, was it by the Spirit of God or by not the Spirit of God? You know, Saul, the Spirit of God came upon Saul and he prophesied. He was among the prophets. And then it would depart from him. And the evil spirit would come and torment him. But the Holy Ghost is given by a baptism whereby we speak in tongues. As the Spirit gives utterance, that it should not depart from us. But still, you know, they all drank of that spiritual rock. They were all baptized to Moses in the Red Sea. And they drank of that rock which followed them, which was Christ. That's a picture of the Spirit drinking of that rock with the water. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of waters. That's the Holy Ghost. And yet God was not pleased with them. So we can have the Holy Ghost and not be pleasing to God. And say a lot of good things by the Holy Ghost. And still not be his. Now, that may be hard for people to swallow, but it's manifest. The body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, etc., etc. I think I kind of cover this idea. You know, I mean, just because you don't run with one group doesn't mean you're not of the body. The body is not just one church in one place. But it is all those who God has called into Christ in one body, operating together. Again, the body analogy only goes so far. Because there are so many members. You know, Jesus would have so many arms and legs, it just wouldn't make any sense. You know, we're all the cells of his body. I mean, come on. It's just an analogy. As the body is one and has parts that do different stuff. Same thing with Christ. Christ is one. He has people working with him that do different stuff. And just because they don't do the same stuff that I do, doesn't mean they're not of the body. Just because I don't do the same stuff they do, doesn't mean they're not of the body. But God puts, you know, according to his will, he causes things to happen. He gives different gifts. And sometimes, you know, like, let's say, you know, it's like he needs to have people, you know, like he says, if the whole body were an eye, let's say if we all just stuck